The government is to embark on a European Union-funded program to upgrade 78 courts with technological devices. This is part of efforts to improve the delivery of justice. Director of Management Information Systems in the Ministry of Justice, Omar Gordon, recently sat down with Ian Boyne to share details about this initiative. We bring you an excerpt of that interview.
This program is funded to the tune of what?
$232 million for this component
million
of the program.
Jamaican dollars. And it will facilitate digital
audio recording.
Audio recordings as well as video link recording. Tell us how would this affect positively the delivery of justice, the justice system? How does this answer to the needs that currently exist?
Well, for the video link, I mean, there are several benefits. I mean, one case in point is that the situation exists now where persons, witnesses are not.
They don't want to come to court
because of various reasons. Some are real. Mm-hmm. If with this technology, you can go to the witness. You just want to ensure that they are in a sterile environment where nobody is dictating.
Would the face have to be shown?
There are circumstances would necessitate if that is required. Okay. If there is a witness that is probably, say for instance, in witness protection or whatever the case may be, that they may not, the technology would make provision for the face to be hidden or the voice to be distorted. So you can still give that evidence and so forth. So this will encourage witness hopefully to want to participate, mm-hmm. knowing that whatever the circumstances are, they don't have to physically come to the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Of course, application would have to be made to the judge based on the situation. So it's not automatic. Yes. So that's one. The second area that we spoke of is digital audio recording technology. And what obtains now is that at the High Court, which I'd said is a little bit more advanced than the Parish Court, they have stenographers that will take the notes of evidence, whatever the case may be. And of course, after that process, they would have to go and tidy up the notes and some time to submit it. So we have a lot of situation where here of delays in producing the transcript and all of that. What the digital audio recording facility will do is to allow you to have real-time recording of the court session. Uh-huh. So at the end of, again, at the parish court, what obtained is that the judges have to take extensively mm-hmm. handwritten notes.
Yes.
And that now become the record. So this will now provide a facility for you to have the audio becoming the official records of court. And there will be no need to transcribe the audio unless the matter is being appealed.
So this will cut down the time.
It will cut down the time significantly. And the technology will be so set up that a judge doesn't have to be physically at the facility to access the video recording. They can access it from through a secure channel from wherever they are, whether they are at home or abroad, whatever the case may be. For this, we're looking at 78 rooms. There are 71 courtrooms and 7 chamber hearing rooms, and these are all the main courts, main parish court and high court, will be outfitted with this technology.
Over what period
we have a contract in place with a vendor to supply and install equipment. We currently have 80. We currently receive 80% of the equipment, and as we speak, the balance is being cleared mm-hmm. through the war. We going through an exercise now to get the courtrooms ready for this. So we are doing some infrastructure upgrade in terms of electrical uninterruptible power supplies and so forth. We expect this activity to wrap up at the end of this month, which is the preparation of the courtrooms. And then we're moving in just immediately with the installation. As it is now, we have a target for the end of year, which is a calendar year. But then the court is a peculiar environment to work in because, again, court is ongoing. There are night courts in some of the rooms. Mm-hmm. And so we would have to work mostly at night and weekends. So
you plan to do that?
We plan to do that.
You're not going to be a lay-lay business.
No, we plan to do that. As a matter of fact, the electrical work that is ongoing now has been done at night and weekends.
Good.
And we are almost at the end of that. So we have
the ministry is attaching the utmost priority to this.
Utmost priority.
Director of Management Information Systems at the Ministry of Justice, Omar Gordon, in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.